A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He's been thinking about car maintenance, specifically the stuff you're supposed to do regularly, but mostly don't. Tire pressure, oil checks, fluid levels, belt inspections. And his question is basically, are there Android apps that can systematize this whole thing? Not just reminders, but actual logging, photo tracking of internals, a real record of what's been checked, and what needs attention from a mechanic.
He's right that the remembering is the hard part, not the doing. You know you should check your oil every month. You know it. But the human brain is terrible at periodic tasks. We're wired for immediate threats. Not in 3 weeks the viscosity might degrade.
The check engine light is the only reason half of us ever open the hood. And by then, whatever it's flagging has already been failing for a while.
Which is the irony of modern cars. Every vehicle sold in the last 30 years has an OBD2 port generating real diagnostic data. Coolant temperature, fuel trim, oxygen sensor readings, battery voltage. The car knows things are drifting out of spec long before it throws a code, but most owners never see any of that data. It just sits there, unread, until a mechanic plugs in a scanner.
The gap Daniel's pointing at is real. The car is already generating the information. What's missing is the layer that turns that information into a habit. The notification that says, it's been 5,000 miles, take a look at the air filter, or the photo log that lets you compare this month's belt condition to last month's.
That's exactly what these apps do. They outsource the when and what, so you only have to do the how. You still have to pop the hood and look, but you don't have to remember to remember.
Which is the part we all fail at. I've got a notebook in the glove box, Herman's idea, and I still forget to write in it half the time. The notebook doesn't tap me on the shoulder.
Right, and that's the key distinction. A paper log is passive. An app is active. It knows your odometer reading, it knows the last time you logged a tire pressure check, and it can nudge you when the interval lapses. That's not a small difference. That's the difference between a system and a wish. That system versus wish distinction is where the app landscape gets interesting, because not all of these apps are trying to do the same thing. You've basically got three categories.
Lay them out.
First, the pure reminder apps. They just ping you, rotate tires, change oil. They're basically a calendar with car-specific labels. They work if you already know what needs doing and when, but they don't learn anything about your vehicle.
The digital equivalent of a sticker on the windshield.
Second category is where things get useful. Full logging plus photo inspection. These apps let you record every service event with odometer readings, attach photos, track expenses, and set reminders based on mileage rather than dates. That last part matters more than people realize. If you drive 20,000 miles a year, a 6-month oil interval is too late. If you drive 3,000 miles a year, it's too early. Mileage-based triggers solve for that.
The photos. That's the part Daniel specifically asked about. Snapping a picture of your air filter or brake pads and having it time-stamped and stored next to last month's photo.
Which turns a one-off glance into a trend line. You're not just seeing a dirty filter. You're seeing that it got dirty faster this interval than last interval, which means something changed. Maybe your driving pattern shifted. Maybe the filter housing has a leak. The photo log makes that visible.
The third category.
OBDDW integrated apps. These pair with a Bluetooth dongle that plugs into that diagnostic port we mentioned. They pull real-time data, coolant temp, fuel trim, battery voltage, error codes, and log it automatically. No manual entry needed for the data side, though you still want photos for visual wear items.
The spectrum runs from your phone yells at you on a schedule to your car tells your phone what's wrong before you notice.
And Daniel's use case, logging pressure checks, reminders, photographing internals, sit squarely in that second category. He doesn't need an OBD2 dongle to get 90% of the value. Manual logging with photos covers oil, tires, fluids, belts, filters. The dongle adds the deeper diagnostic layer if you want it, but it's not the entry point. Let's get into the specific apps that actually deliver on this promise, starting with the ones that go beyond simple reminders. And the first one I want to talk about is Drivo.
Sounds like a character from a Nordic detective show.
It does, but it's actually one of the most popular car management apps on Android. The core pitch is fuel economy tracking, expense management, and maintenance logging, all tied to odometer readings. You enter your mileage and how much you spent at the pump, and it calculates your cost per mile or per kilometer automatically.
Which is the kind of number that's quietly terrifying once you actually see it.
That's the genius of it. It turns an abstract expense into a metric that moves. If your fuel cost is sitting at 12 cents a mile and suddenly it's 18 cents a mile, you know something's wrong before the check engine light even thinks about coming on. Could be underinflated tires, could be a clogged air filter, could be an oxygen sensor starting to drift.
It's a diagnostic tool disguised as a budgeting app. You're tracking expenses because you're frugal, and the side effect is you catch mechanical problems early.
And the maintenance side works the same way. You set reminders based on odometer intervals, say oil change, every 5,000 miles, and the app tracks your mileage over time and notifies you when you're approaching that threshold. It's not guessing based on a calendar. It knows you drove 1,200 miles this month, not 800, so the interval arrives when it actually should.
That's the piece that breaks with calendar reminders. I could set Google Calendar to tell me, check oil every 6 months, but if I've only driven 2,000 miles in that time, I'm changing oil that's still perfectly good. If I've driven 12,000, I'm overdue by 7.
And Drivo also generates charts. Fuel cost over time, cost per mile trends, maintenance expense breakdowns. The visual feedback loop is what makes it sticky. You see the line creeping up and you want to fix whatever's causing it.
It weaponizes your own cheapness against mechanical neglect. I respect that.
The flip side is it requires an account and syncs to their cloud. That's fine for most people, but if you're privacy conscious about your driving data, it's worth noting. Now, on the other end of the granularity spectrum, there's Acar.
Less Nordic detective, more generic app store name.
Don't let the name fool you. Acar is the most detailed logging tool in this space. It supports custom fields for every service entry, so if you want to track something weird, say the exact torque spec you used on your lug nuts, you can add a field for that. It handles multiple vehicle profiles, which matters if you're maintaining a household fleet. And the photo attachment system is the real standout.
This is what Daniel was asking about. Photographing internals.
With Acar, every service entry can have photos attached. You change your air filter, you snap a picture of the old one next to the new one. 6 months later, you do it again. Now you've got a visual timeline. You're not just seeing this filter is dirty. You're seeing this filter accumulated more debris in the last 6 months than it did in the previous 6.
Which tells you something changed. Maybe your commute now goes past a construction site. Maybe the filter housing seal is failing.
That's a real money saver. A mass airflow sensor replacement runs about $200. A clogged or poorly sealed air filter lets particulates through that foul the MAF sensor. If you spot the debris buildup early because you're comparing photos, you replace a $15 filter instead of a $200 sensor.
The photo log is essentially a trend spotting tool that happens to look like a photo album.
That's exactly what it is. And Acar stores everything locally by default. No account required. You can export to CSV if you want to analyze the data elsewhere, but your information isn't sitting on someone's server.
Which brings us to the third one. Carfax Car Care. And that one does the opposite. It's built around being in the cloud.
Right, and for a specific reason. Carfax already has a massive vehicle history database. Accident reports, title records, service history from dealerships and shops. Carfax Car Care taps into that. You enter your license plate or VIN, and it pulls your car's make, model, year, engine type, and then suggests service intervals based on the manufacturer's actual schedule, not generic recommendations.
Instead of change oil every 5,000 miles, as a blanket rule, it knows your specific vehicle's spec.
A turbocharged engine might need oil changes at different intervals than a naturally aspirated one. The manufacturer's schedule accounts for that. Carfax Car Care bakes that specificity in from the start. And everything you log, every oil change, every tire rotation, every photo you attach, gets stored in a format you can export as a service history PDF when you sell the car.
Which is the resale angle?
A big one. A buyer looking at a used car can see 24 service entries with 12 time-stamped photos. That's not a handwritten notebook that could have been filled in last Tuesday. That's a verifiable chain of custody. and it integrates with the Carfax report buyers already check.
The trade-off is, your data lives on Carfax's servers, but in exchange, the records carry weight when you sell. It's a privacy for resale value calculus.
That leaves Simply Auto for the person who wants none of that trade-off. It's lightweight, it's offline, first, it requires no account whatsoever. Your data stays on your device. It still supports photo logs, still supports CSV export, still does reminders. It just doesn't phone home.
Which is a genuinely useful option. Not everyone wants their driving habits and maintenance patterns monetized or even stored on someone else's infrastructure.
The CSV export matters more than it sounds. If the app ever goes defunct, your data isn't trapped. You've got a plain text file you can open in any spreadsheet program. That's a design choice that respects the user.
Across these four, the differentiation isn't really about reminders at all. They all remind you. The difference is in what else they do. Cost per mile feedback, visual audit trails, manufacturer-specific scheduling, privacy posture.
That's what Daniel should be looking at. Not which app reminds me, but which secondary mechanism is going to actually keep me using it for 3 years.
The question becomes, what actually happens when someone uses one of these for a year or more? Because the feature list is one thing. The knock-on effect are where it gets interesting.
The biggest knock-on effect is resale value. We touched on it with Carfax Car Care, but it's worth unpacking because the numbers are real. I saw a case where someone used Carfax Car Care for 3 years, logged every oil change, every tire rotation, every fluid flush, 24 service entries with 12 time-stamped photos. When they sold the car, they exported the PDF service history. The buyer paid $1,200 over the market average.
$1,200 over market for a PDF.
Because it's not just a PDF, it's a verifiable chain of custody. A handwritten log could be fabricated in an afternoon, but time-stamped photos of the actual oil draining into the pan with the odometer visible in the shot? That's evidence. And it integrates with the Carfax report the buyer was already pulling.
You're essentially building a provenance record for your vehicle, one photo at a time. The maintenance log becomes a resale asset.
That changes the psychology of doing the maintenance. You're not just checking the oil to avoid engine damage, you're checking it because each check adds another entry to a document that's literally worth money at the other end.
Which loops back to the habit formation question. If the motivation is, don't blow your engine, that's abstract and distant. If the motivation is, this photo is worth part of $1,200, that's concrete and immediate.
Now, the other knock-on effect is the odometer versus calendar distinction we mentioned earlier, and I want to put some real numbers on that because it's where most people get maintenance wrong. Take a commuter who drives 20,000 miles a year. Their manufacturer says oil change every 5,000 miles. If they're using a calendar reminder set to every 6 months, they're changing oil at 10,000 miles, double the interval. They're overdue by 5,000 miles every single cycle. Meanwhile, someone who drives 3,000 miles a year and uses the same 6-month calendar reminder is changing oil at 1,500 miles. They're wasting perfectly good oil.
The calendar is wrong in both directions. Too late for the high-mileage driver, too early for the low-mileage driver.
Odometer-based triggers fix both. Drivo or ACAR knows your actual mileage accrual rate because you're logging it. It triggers at 5,000 miles whether that takes you 3 months or 14 months. The interval matches the wear, not the calendar.
Which means you're not just more diligent, you're more efficient. You're not wasting money on premature changes or risking damage from late ones.
Now, there's a third dimension here that matters a lot and doesn't get talked about enough, the privacy trade-off.
Because your driving data is valuable to a lot of people who aren't you.
Drivo and Carfax. Car Care require accounts. Your fuel logs, your mileage, your maintenance patterns, it's all on their servers. Carfax in particular has a business model built on aggregating vehicle data. They're not doing anything nefarious, but they are monetizing patterns. If you're the kind of person who doesn't want your driving habits feeding into an insurance risk model or a marketing profile, that's a real consideration.
Simply Auto and ACAR take the opposite approach. No account, no cloud, data stays on your device.
Simply Auto is the most extreme on this. It's fully offline first. You never create an account. Your CSV export is your backup. If privacy is your primary concern, that's the one.
you give up the resale integration. Your CSV file doesn't automatically feed into the Carfax report the buyer pulls, so it's a genuine trade-off, not a one-app-is-better situation.
Privacy versus resale value. You pick based on what you care about more.
There's one more thing I want to pull out here, because it's the silent killer of all these apps. Notification design.
Oh, this is huge. An app that nags you too much gets uninstalled in a week. An app that doesn't nag enough gets ignored. The best ones in this space let you set what's essentially a nag interval. Remind me every 3 days until I mark this done, and a snooze window tied to mileage.
It's not just ping, it's ping. And if I don't respond, ping again in 3 days, but only if I've driven at least 200 miles since the last ping.
That's the sophistication. A calendar reminder just fires on a date whether you're on a road trip or the car's been sitting in the garage for a month. A well-designed maintenance app knows the difference between you're ignoring me and you haven't driven enough for this to matter yet.
That's the thing about habit formation. The app has to meet you where you actually are, not where a schedule assumes you'll be. If it doesn't, you silence the notifications, and then you're back to remembering on your own, which is where we started.
If someone's listening and wants to actually do this, not just download an app and forget about it in 3 days, where should they start?
The 90-day rule. Pick one app and commit to logging every single maintenance event for 90 days. Every gas fill up, every tire pressure check, every time you glance at the coolant level. Don't skip anything.
That number isn't arbitrary. 90 days is roughly the window where a deliberate behavior becomes automatic. By the time you've logged your fourth or fifth fuel stop and your second oil check, the friction drops. You're not remembering to use the app anymore. You're just doing the thing, and the logging is part of it.
The data also hits critical mass around then. 3 months of fuel logs gives you a real cost per mile baseline. 2 oil checks with photos gives you a comparison point. Before that, it's just scattered entries. After 90 days, it's a record.
That's when the feedback loops we talked about actually start working. You see the cost chart, you notice the filter photo looks different from last time, the app nudges you at the right mileage, and you're in the system. It's not willpower anymore.
Second thing, use the photo log for visual inspection specifically. Tire tread depth, fluid color, belt cracks. A text note that says belt looks okay is useless a year later. A photo of the belt next to a photo from 6 months ago. That's a comparison.
Fluid color is the one people overlook. Brake fluid darkens as it absorbs moisture. Coolant changes from bright green or orange to muddy brown as it degrades. You can't describe that in a text field with enough precision to track it. But a photo, same angle, same lighting, you see the shift instantly.
You can photograph a penny stuck in the tread groove and actually watch Lincoln's head disappear over time. That's better than any numeric gauge for spotting uneven wear.
The decision framework for which app comes down to 2 questions. 1. Do you care more about privacy or resale value? 2. How many vehicles are you managing?
If privacy is the top concern, simply auto or ACAR. Offline first, no account. Your data stays on your device. If resale value matters more, Carfax Car Care, because its records feed directly into the vehicle history report. Every buyer checks.
If you're maintaining multiple vehicles, a family fleet, ACAR's multi-profile support is the one. You can switch between cars without mixing up service histories.
That's the framework. Privacy versus resale. Single car versus fleet. Pick based on those 2 axes, and you'll land on the right app. The hard part isn't choosing. It's the first 90 days of actually logging.
The question that hangs over all of this, though, is whether any of these third-party apps survive the next 5 years. Automakers are watching this space.
Tesla already has a service mode built into the car itself. You don't need an app. The screen in the dash shows you service intervals, logs events, stores the history.
They're not the only ones. Ford's telematics platform, GM's OnStar, they're all moving toward first-party maintenance logging. The car phones home with its own data, and the manufacturer's app becomes the interface. If that becomes standard, Drivo and ACAR are competing with the company that built your vehicle.
Which is a tough position. The automaker has access to data the third-party app can only get if you buy a dongle and pair it.
As OBD Ti-A dongles get cheaper, we're talking $15, $20 now for a basic Bluetooth adapter. The apps that pull real-time data will get more compelling. Coolant temperature trends, battery voltage sag, fuel trim anomalies. That stuff gets logged automatically, no manual entry. But here's the thing, the photo log doesn't go away.
Because a coolant temp reading won't show you a cracked serpentine belt.
The dongle tells you what the sensors see. It doesn't see visual wear, belt cracks, fluid color, tire tread, rust on brake lines. The photo log remains the tool for anything you inspect with your eyes rather than a sensor. So even as the data layer gets automated, the visual layer stays manual and stays valuable.
The future isn't one replacing the other. It's the dongle handling the numbers and the camera handling the visuals. The app that does both well is the one that lasts.
That's the open question. Will it be Ford's app, or Drivo, or something that doesn't exist yet? Hard to say. But the habit of documenting what you see under the hood, that's not going anywhere.
If you found this useful, rate the show wherever you listen. It helps other gearheads find us. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop.
This has been My Weird Prompts. We're at myweirdprompts.com.
Back next time.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.